Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Five, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we have Dennis. Dennis, welcome.
Hey, Nate.
So where are we, Dennis?
We are live from the banks of the Rio Grande River, south of Taos, New Mexico, on the way to Albuquerque.
Yes.
And enjoying the beautiful scenery as we're traveling south. Cater tours.
You know, they'll probably hear the road noise in here. If anybody hears me screaming, it's because I'm sitting as passenger while Dennis drives. So
I'm taking him on the banks of the beautiful Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah. And the river's on my side, below me about 200 feet. So that's why I'd be screaming, because I'd hit the ground first.
We haven't mentioned this much on the talk show, but I'm a big history buff. So Nate's been having to deal with me telling about all these, as he says, useless facts. But
no, it's not useless.
It's all historical stuff that kind of occurred here between, the 1400s? We haven't really gone in beyond the 1400s yet to today. But we'll get there, Nate. We'll get there.
I just figured that if we've got a five-hour drive ahead of us, we might as well produce a podcast while we're at it.
That's right.
Do something
That's right.
We talk a lot, so might as well record it.
So we did want to talk a little bit about 2021 and moving into 2022. For those of you who read the newsletter, all two of you, we did want to talk a little bit about starting to think about 2022. You know, we came out of 2021 and really 2020 with not a lot of activities going on, a lot of proposals and contracts still moving forward, but not a lot of opportunities to network, collaborate with a lot of other companies. And what we've seen now in the past, at least the last 6 months, is this desire for people to connect again and get out there to these events that are occurring. And there's a lot of them, both locally and nationally, and you can attend many of them still virtually or in person, a lot of hybrid events. However, the trend is to go more and more actual in-person events.
That's what we're seeing a lot of that actually pop up, of saying we're just going back to, well, like you said, there may be a virtual aspect. But I think what the people I've been talking to, when they put these events on, they're seeing more people in person as opposed to the online virtual events.
Right. And so what I've been saying in the newsletters, start, you know, now's the time to, the year's kind of winding down. Although November has a lot of events still occurring, mid-November and then early December, there's still a lot of activities going on, again, locally and nationally. And then as we move into January, it picks up right away again. Mid-January are several things, many large events occurring in the first quarter of 2022. So I did want to ask you all to start taking a look at your calendars and start figuring out kind of strategically how and where you'd like to engage, you know, what companies, what government agencies, start thinking about that a little bit as you're developing your plan. And start reserving or RSVPing, reserving hotels, RSVPing, and registering for events. The Rocky Mountain Cyber Symposium is coming up in February, 21 to 24, in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. They're anticipating 2,000 people. That's typically what's been attending. However, they're thinking it may be anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 folks, because a lot of the conferences lately have been exceeding their normal attendance by a lot. So I know the Colorado Space Business Roundtable is coming up on 1 December, and it is sold out. And it is, you know, it's been sold out for about a week now, which is early November, which is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even get a sign up. Yeah. I tried.
So if you're not looking at events out probably 3-4 months, start to do that and start making reservations for those now. That's really important that you do that.
Well, so speaking of that, I know you were working, you're going to be working at this event, right? The Cyber Symposium?
Yes, the Rocky Mountain Cyber Symposium, that's correct.
So were they still looking for more volunteers?
Yes, they are. They're still looking for volunteers. One way for you to participate in events at a discounted rate or free is to volunteer. I know Nate supported the Space Symposium last year, and there's the Rocky Mountain Cyber Symposium coming up that I'm supporting. So if you're looking for a way in to these events, and maybe just for a little cost savings, if you're a small business and don't have somebody to kind of cover the costs, is to volunteer. And they're always looking for volunteers for all these events to help with all kinds of things, from registration to security to just helping out with setup, all that kind of stuff, admin. So if you're interested at all, yes, please look up the events and see what kind of support they need, because they all need a lot of volunteers to help them make those events occur.
It's actually pretty easy. You just need to find the volunteer website, and usually there's an online registration. I volunteered at the Rocky Mountain Cyber Symposium 2 years ago, the Space Symposium last year, or this year, I guess I should say, because they didn't have it last year.
Yeah, 2021.
Space Symposium is coming out again, what, March?
Yeah, March, April time.
Right? Sometime around there, yeah. Yep. So that'll be another huge event coming back.
Yep.
By the way, I don't know if you, did you get a chance to go? You weren't here at all in town, right?
No, I wasn't here, so I'll go this year. Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. There are a lot of events this year occurring in Denver from a national perspective. So GeoInt, which is a real big geospatial science conference, that is happening in Denver this year. The ION GNSS conference is happening in September. That's also happening this year. So there's some big events that are occurring local here in the Rocky Mountain region. I did want to put a plug in for the New Mexico FAST, SBIR-STTIR Innovation Summit. They bring in AFRL, the Navy Research Lab, the Air Force Research Lab, to talk about opportunities coming up in 2022. That event is 15 December, and this year you do not have to travel to Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can attend it online. So that is something else you need to look at. And then there's several other events happening. PACA is back, the Professional Aerospace Contractors Association. They are holding their annual conference. That's in March, coming up this year, 2022. So lots of stuff coming back. Lots of events out there. We ask you to look at our calendar, the long-range one on our website, which is www.thesmalls.org, and then also our weekly newsletter. We provide updates on events for about a year out. So I think we're all the way out to next September. That's as far as I'm going right now. But you can take a look at that. That comes out on a weekly basis. So please start looking at those and figure out what you want to do.
And so the reason why you and I are on the road right now is we're actually traveling down to Albuquerque. We're working our business side of things,
job.
Our day job. But along with our day job, we're going to be attending other events. Wednesday night, so that's tomorrow night, PACA and New Space New Mexico is having a happy hour.
That's right.
From 4:30 to 6:30. I think, did you put that one on?
I did.
On our
calendar? No, I did not. I just got that, so.
Okay. You can Google that. PACA and New Space New Mexico happy hour. You should be able to find that out there. It's going to be held at the Bow and Arrow Brewing Company from 4:30 to 6:30. And then, let's see, Thursday, we're actually attending the New Space New Mexico Third Thursday Tech Talk. Third Thursday Thursday right. Tech Talk, the T5.
Third
that's really hard to say, you know that?
It is. That's what they call it, the T5.
T5 is much easier.
T5.
Kind of like the smallest. It's easier
every
to say. Every
third Thursday in Albuquerque, New Space, New Mexico hosts a venue, basically a networking event. So it'll be the November 18th. Are we posting this before this gets released?
Yeah, this is going to be going live tonight.
Okay. So, yes. So Thursday in Albuquerque, if you happen to be around, stop in and see us at the T5. But you can check those out on New Space New Mexico. They post the events on their website. So lots of exciting stuff happening in the Rocky Mountain region for you. I do want to shift gears slightly away from events. And we talked about volunteers a little bit. We wanted to discuss real briefly, and we're going to have a follow-on conversation with some of these organizations. But we wanted to talk about potentially helping companies out there get interns and apprentices. So we have been working with the Hiring Our Heroes organization, but there's also Career Skills Bridge, CSP, I always mess this up, CSP, Career Skills Bridge Program. So the Department of Defense basically has allowed anyone getting out of the military for their last 180 days to participate in a, I want to call it training with industry program. They call it internships, they call it training with industry, they call it kinds of things, but basically it's training with industry where up to 180 days, their final year, they can go and basically they work for you. The military still pays them, but they work at your company, or you can even put them on to a contract. It is legal and you can do that. To support you and your contract as part of their last 180 days. Obviously, the goal is to roll them over once they're done, and then they go into the government contracting. So that is one method of getting an intern. There is also the Pikes Peak Workforce Center out there.
We're talking Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs, yeah, but all the... Within Colorado, all the workforce centers have similar programs, and I'm sure the other states do as well. But the Pikes Peak Workforce Center has internships available. They give it to you by hours, so they'll give you like 300 hours. You'll get some resumes and some folks that are either looking to transition jobs or younger folks that are in college that are looking for jobs, and you get hours. So like say 320 hours worth of internship. And then the other one is the community colleges all have internship programs as well. Usually that's for a semester where you get a student, but we had students already in our company where we had them for a couple of semesters, so we got them for like 6 months. But anyways, those are all options if you're a small government contractor or even a large one and you're looking for, getting an internship or some additional manpower, that is an option for you. And we're going to try to have probably Hiring Our Heroes next on to talk about their program and how that works and how you can get involved with that. There's also Mount Carmel in Colorado Springs that helps vets as they're getting out or after they're out and they're looking for opportunities.
Or in other words, people call it Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel, yeah, that too.
Are you sure it's not Mark Caramel?
It could be, I say caramel. We did talk one other thing. Nate has been working with Pueblo Community College, and also Colorado State Pueblo, right? But Pueblo Community College is
the
apprenticeship program for software and cybersecurity. Now, this is a little different program because it's not internship where, and all those internships that I just spoke about, the companies don't have to pay anything. Either the state provided grant money or federal grant money, or in the case of the Army folks or the Air Force guys, they're still in the military, so they're getting their pay. So you don't have to pay anything. The apprenticeship program is... What was that, Nate?
Text message.
Anyways, I'm just joking around. The apprenticeship program actually allows you to have an apprentice, but you pay them at a reduced salary rate because they're not full-time and they're in an apprenticeship program, which means... They work for you part-time, but they also are still going to school.
Yeah, so I think they can get halftime hours. So
yeah.
I think if you sign up for this program, expectation is that you'll bring this person on for 1,000 hours or whatever, half of a year. So working through them. So what we're planning on doing with them is they're going to hand us 5, 6, 7, 8 students' resumes. We'll then go through the resumes, pick out our top favorites, bring them in for like a day-long interview process or conversations. For example, our software factory, we'll have them sit with the software factory team, pair program with them, and then we'll pick from them to see which ones do we want to help out and which ones we think would be good additions to our team, even though it's only part-time.
Yeah, and I guess that's a good message for all these programs. Hiring Our Heroes, for instance, they are in a cohort. So every quarter, basically, they start these cohorts and they send you a list of resumes. So like, I think the latest cohort is like 100 resumes. And so you can look through them and you can pick who you'd like to interview. You interview them, and then you provide that info back to Hiring Our Heroes. You tell them, hey, we're interested in these guys. The candidates also provide their input to Hiring Our Heroes, saying, well, we'd really like to work for these companies. And then they try to pair people up.
Yeah, so. When you sign up for one of these programs, you don't have to just take what they give you. Right. You get a chance to essentially just interview, just like you normally would for any full-time employee that you'd bring into your company. So.
And it's I want to call it free labor, but that's not quite the right terminology.
Well,
but it is, I mean, you'll get some support for your company, for your projects, from veterans. And the veterans have clearances mostly, a lot of times. So that's a good piece to this. And then also on the tech side, if you're looking for up-and-coming young folks, there's, again, the community colleges. We're also talking to the colleges, University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado State, Pueblo. But those programs are a little different, and we'll get you some information on that as well later. But to date, we've been working with the community colleges, where most of the cyber programs are right now for kind of trade school-wise. At the community college level in Colorado anyways. And then the apprenticeship program and the veterans program. So those are kind of the three streams, if you want, for potential interns or training with industry folks. Anything else, Nate? Did I cover that good?
No, I think you covered pretty good.
I talked a lot, I know. Again, today.
You can't look at me when you talk, though, because your mic is in front of you, attached to your lapel.
And then not only that, I'm driving.
Yeah. Focus on the road.
That's right. So, I do have a question for you, Nate. You're not allowed to text and drive. Can you podcast and drive? Apparently,
I'm guessing that hasn't made the law, the books yet.
Is that a cop pulling us over?
Let's not give anybody a reason to make a law about that or a rule.
There have been a lot of cops here lately.
And we're just having a conversation, so you just have to be mic'd up, that's about it. And
that's right.
And I'm going to have to try to figure out, make sure we can get all this road noise out of here, because...
Yeah, there's a lot of it lately. It got bad in this county, whatever county we're in. Let's see if I move over here. Anyways, well, hey folks, we wanted to put a plug in for, one, all these apprenticeship programs. A lot of opportunities out there for, support in cybersecurity, software development, engineering, a lot of stuff out there for you. And then also to start looking at your calendars. Again, the farther you can look out, probably the better. But start planning 2022. It's just around the corner. Matter of fact, I think there's like 50 days left in the year. There's less than 40 days till Christmas. So it's coming up fast and furious. And you just need to start thinking about that a little bit and start planning.
Yeah. But other than that, we just wanted to get a quick podcast out there real quick. We'll probably drop here just because there's two cops now behind us. So, and that's actually not a lie. We're in construction zone and cops everywhere. So with that being said, Dennis, let's sign off. And we'll try to record one or two more podcasts this week and get them prepped and ready to send out. So, we can't rest or relax anytime. We just have to kind of keep on keeping on.
Well, you'll hear from us on the road in Nuevo Mexico.
We'll probably do another one recording back.
That's
we have 5 hours to go. Maybe we just mic up for the whole 5 hours.
There you go. We have good topics.
See who we can get to stay to listen to us for 5 hours at a time.
Ooh, we could do my historical podcast on the Spanish
God.
And Native American
We want to gain people, not lose people. Okay.
Have a great week, folks.
Yep. This is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.